From the KASU Newsroom, I'm Jonathan Reeves. Courageous. That description given is part of a recognition of the first four African-American professors to teach at Arkansas State University. Those four individuals, Dr. Wilbert Gaines, the late Dr. C. Calvin Smith, the late Dr. Mossy Richmond, and Dr. Herman Strickland, are named The Circle. Associate Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs, Dr. Lonnie Williams, says those families experienced hard times when they came to campus in the early 1970s.
People think in terms that desegregation, and notice I said desegregation, not integration, was the best thing that happened, but it was not a peaceful thing. It was not a case of 1957, but you know, people, it was a different story still in the late 60s and early 70s. Doors were still being opened on predominantly white institutions for faculty members to come. Students who had African-American students had been allowed to come in earlier, but yet still, in Arkansas, they couldn't live in the residence halls until 1965, and it took a federal lawsuit to even make that happen. So just five or six years later from that, here we are having the first faculty members hired on this campus. That's a significant statement.
And Dr. Williams says the story of The Circle can help inspire future generations.
I think the more the person can understand how they got to where they are, and I'm speaking of someone like myself, an African-American on a predominantly white institution, I think it gives them a different type of courage, maybe not a different type of courage, but a different sense of responsibility. Do they understand the legacy that led to them being there? And it makes you want to do a better job. It makes you want to be a better contributor. And it truly makes you want to reach back to make sure others have the opportunity to, that you've had and that others have had prior to you.
That's Lonnie Williams. As part of a dedication ceremony this summer, one of the residence halls under construction will be named in honor of those individuals. For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves.